Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Chris, calling today from Metro Research. Now, am I speaking with Jerry?
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Chris, ma'am. Thank you for taking the call. Calling on behalf of Metro Research. Now, the reason I'm calling, we are conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, questions are very simple. Here's the first one, okay? How's your day going so far?
Good.
Okay, glad to hear that. Questions are very simple. The first one says, data here. Now, the first one says, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or
no?
Okay. Thank you. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Next question say, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you what race are you?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Now, and what is your age?
81.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or would not vote?
No, I'll vote.
Okay, definitely will vote? Or
definitely.
Probably? Okay. Now, thinking about the directions the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Just to make sure I'm selecting the right one, will you say just satisfied or very satisfied? I have both.
I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country, and highly appreciate your patience, okay, and answers and time as well. Just a quick, we got to 20%. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read the list. Standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, reducing crime, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and children safer, reducing gun violence, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy. The other one is said increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, or improving the economy, providing affordable child care. It's the last one. If you had to select two of those.
Getting rid of guns and reducing crime.
Reducing crime. Okay, let me find it. Getting rid of guns. It's way down here somewhere. Okay. Let me put my glasses on, okay. Okay, Gary. Let me double check. Okay, violence, guns. Okay, perfect. Now, the next question is says, and highly appreciate your patience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Reducing gun violence. That is the one, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Just to make sure, thank you. The next one is, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question says, in thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
What was the first one you said? Keeping up.
Keeping up, the first one. Do you want me to repeat the question again?
No, not really, but keeping up with the, keeping up, that's the one I want.
Okay, keeping up. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on pretty quick here. Next question says, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in the country? You can select up to two as well. Here's the list of it. Too many people depending on the government for handouts, lack of good paying job opportunities, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, poor work ethic, racism and discrimination, poor life choices and values by some, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, not enough good role models. The next one it says, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or equal pay or treatment for women. Treatment for women.
Racism.
And what would be the second one?
Oh, what was the other one? Too many people depending on the government. Something like that.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next question says, and once again, I highly appreciate your time and patience here. Remember, we're already at 35% here. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Here's a list also, and you can select two of them, the best choices, on your own opinion. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many guns flooding our streets. Inadequate programs to help lower-income people. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies, that promote bad values. The other option is a broken ball and parole system which let criminals back on the street too quickly. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by. The other one says too many young people not being properly parents and raised. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Too many people suffering from mental illness or on the street. Reducing funding for public services to help people in need. Not enough police officers on the street. It's the last one.
Too many immigrants and too many guns.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let me double check here once again. Okay. Let me reread. Too many immigrants and too many guns, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I need to read because it's a lot of, give me just a couple of seconds. Okay. Thank you. Quickly. Okay. and too many. I got too many immigrants. I'm trying to find once again too many guns. Do you remember which one?
Too many guns was, I think, was near the end, towards the end.
I know. Okay, people. Too many. Okay, thank you. Okay, highly appreciate you. Patient, man.
Okay, no problem. System,
on the street. Accepted. Okay, just bear with me here. Okay, I got it. It's the second one. Was actually the second one from top to bottom. Sorry about that. Okay. Next one is eight. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
Okay. The answer, will you say you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
No, I support. What was the question? I support the books being in schools. That's what I'm trying to make sure I'm saying it, answering it right.
Okay, let me read the question again.
Okay.
Thank you very much. The question says, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public school?
I support.
Okay, strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100.
Okay.
On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and vulnerable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
Now, thank you. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, and we'll move on with the next question. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
Is 100 0 non-support? What is the worst?
Okay. The question is basically how you rate from 0. Do you want me to repeat the question to you?
I'm trying to see what is the worst. That's. I have no support for Donald Trump.
Okay. The question say how will you grade actually Mr. Donald Trump from 0, 50, or 100, where 0 means nothing. 50 is you feel cold, or I'm sorry. Let me explain it to you once again. That way we're both clear. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you feel neither particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how feel.
But what does 0 mean? Again, please.
0 is a 0.
So that means... Well, I don't like Donald Trump, so I don't know where that would fit in.
Well, one number, I don't want my advice to interrupt with your response. One number.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see where would I put it. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No. What is 0? That means I have no opinion?
a zero is mean that you feel okay. A zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
And favorable?
Unfavorable. You
Oh, I'll say zero. Okay, zero. Zero.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, Mr. Joe Biden.
How do I feel about him?
Yes, from 0, 50, or 100.
So what does 100 mean?
Okay. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards...
100.
Thank you, ma'am. And the next one will be Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
You mean what, I'm favorable, 100?
Thank you. And the next one, the NAACP.
Favorable.
What number will be, 0, 50, or 100?
100.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one is a Mr. Barack Obama.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. Kamala Harris.
100.
Well, next one, Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yes, ma'am.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. The feminist movement.
100.
Thank you very much. And Kevin McCarthy.
What was that? What is zero?
Zeros mean okay, that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50
and
means...
Unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay, unfavorable. Zero.
Thank you. And the other one says Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one will be Ron DeSantis.
Unfavorable.
0, 50, or 100?
What is 100 again?
100 is mean that you feel very warm and favorable.
No. I want to go back down to, 50?
Okay. 50 is mean that you...
What does 50 mean again?
Yes, ma'am. That you feel means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
No, I want to go back to what is it, zero.
I'm
faithful when it comes to DeSantis.
Okay, zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Zero.
Thank you, ma'am. And highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. Remember your opinion that is very important to the success of this research. The next one is a critical race theory.
Wait now, say what now? Critical race theory? What does that mean?
Sure. It's the initial that I have is CRT.
What about it?
How will you rate from 0, 50, or 100?
Critical race theory?
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding it. I mean, how do I feel about racism?
Well, for what I perceive, this is like an organization.
Okay.
How will you rate? And I don't want, hope I don't...
Well, I'll say 50. 50.
Okay. Thank you. The last one on this part would be the gay rights movement.
Mm-hmm. 50.
Thank you, ma'am. And moving on with the next question here. Now, we're already at 60%. Now, I know it's way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, and the Democrat candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third party candidate. For who would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is 10 means it will have a major impact on your life. 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact all on your life. Now, you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Now,
okay. Was that for COVID?
No.
Was it for?
This is like, okay, there's some statements here. Let me double check the question again. It says,
okay. All right.
Thank you, man. It's like switching things up, a little bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a affirmative action ending.
Affirmative action?
Ending, yes, ma'am.
You mean ending affirmative action?
Affirmative action ending.
Okay. Well, what is the highest it would impact? What is the highest number?
The highest it will be 10.
10.
Okay. Now, climate change.
10.
Okay, thank you. The other one will be crime and violence in this country.
10.
Thank you. The country's economy going into a recession soon.
10.
Thank you very much. And moving on here with the next part of the survey, ma'am, highly, highly appreciate your time and patience. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements.
Okay.
That some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. Okay? If you agree, please tell me if you strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, please let me know if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Thank you very much, man. The first one is the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I disagree.
Would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one says drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
Treatment facility.
Okay, would you say you strongly agree? Somewhat
agree? I strongly agree.
Thank you very much. And the next one says, ban assault weapons.
Ban. I strongly agree to ban them.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
The gender they were born with. assigned at birth.
Okay, so you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
$1,000 a month?
Let me repeat the question. You say, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I disagree.
Okay, will you say you strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And once again, remember your opinion. It is very important to the success of these researches is compared with other people's opinion. Now, next one is the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with serious health conditions.
I disagree.
I strongly disagree or somewhat
strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, next one is the government should provide free child care to all families.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. And the last one on this part is children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bedroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I agree.
Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And moving on with the next part here, we are already at 75%. Just a few more questions, and highly appreciate your time, ma'am.
Okay.
Next one is in which, if any, of the following situations should situations will employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read a little list. I have about 10 options. Not even, about 7 or 8 maybe.
Okay.
Father's adoption, a child is the first one. Mother's adoption, a child. Death of a family member, sickness or serious injury. Mother's giving birth to a child. When dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health care condition, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child. Sorry about that.
What was the first two that you said again, please?
Sure, ma'am. Father's adoption, a child.
Okay.
Second one, mother's. Okay. Adoption, a child.
Mother's adopting a child.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and this other question says, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often? Or not at all?
Often.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in these last 12 months? Okay. Applies to the okay. Please let me know if it happens to you or someone in your family. Now, home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, violent crimes such as an assault?
No.
Thank you. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And the other one says, switching gears a little bit here. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay, so you completed high school?
Yes.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm widow.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Next one is saying, we're almost there, man. Highly, highly appreciate the patience.
Okay.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. Now, just a couple more questions here, ma'am, and we're almost there. Highly appreciate you time, patience, and answer. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch it or read them in the span of a week. Now, MSNBC, very often.
Very often.
Thank you. How about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Thank you. Fox News?
Not often.
Okay, so I have very often and somewhat often, not that often.
Not that often.
Not that often, okay. Thank you. And the other one, what about CNN?
Often.
Okay, very often or somewhat often?
Very often.
Thank you. And your local TV news?
That's it, Channel 7, I think that's ABC.
Very often, somewhat often?
Very often.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Would you say strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid,
Medicare.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Me.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category, under 15,000, between 15,000 to 30,000, between 30,000 to 50,000, between 50 to 75,000.
30 to 50.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am, for your time, patience, and answers. The survey has been completed, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for being so patient. My name is Chris, and I hope you have a great rest of the day, okay?
Okay, thank you, Chris. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.